There's a famous machlokes in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rav Nassan on what is the nature of the din of Pesach Sheni. As the Torah tells us, when it was Tameh or Derech Rechoka, and they're not able to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, so the lacha is they get to bring it on 30 days later on Pesach Sheni, Yudalit Iyar. So the question is, from someone who was, so that's clear, if you tell me a Derech Rechoka, that would be the halacha. If this man, when Rov Klai Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach for Tahara. What happens to following Shaila? So that everyone agrees, so that's the Chumash. The Machlokes, Rebbe and Reb Nosson, is what happens if someone did not bring a Karban on Pesach Rishon, but not because it was Tamei Derech Rechoka, because let's say he wasn't Chayev at the time. What do you mean? Who wasn't Chayev on Pesach Rishon to become Chayev on Pesach Sheni, besides the Tamei and Derech Rechoka? So, the Gemara talks about a Katan Shehigdio, a child who becomes Bar Mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. On Pesach Rishon, he was a Katan. And also, as well, a Gersh and a Skayer, a Gentile who converted to Judaism. So obviously a non-Jew is not Chayev in Korban Pesach. So now he becomes Jewish. So the Shaila is, if you're a Katan Shehigdio or a Gersh and a Skayer, would you be Chayev in Pesach Rishon? So this seems to be a debate in the Gemara between Rebbe and Rav Nassan, and hold, what do you hold the din of Pesach Sheni is all about? Rebbe holds it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's an independent holiday. When independent, meaning, of course, not totally independent. Even Rebbe agrees if you brought a carbon on Pesach Rishon, that's it. You don't have to bring a carbon on Pesach Sheni. But it's independent in the sense if you didn't bring one on Pesach Rishon, so it's a new Machayev. And Rav Nassan holds that no, it's Tashlum El Rishon. It's only if it's a makeup. It's like we have a concept of Tashlum by Tfila. You miss Shacharis, you can make it up by Mincha. Mincha to Meir, Meir of Tashacharis. So there's a concept of Tashlum we know by Tfila. However, if you're not Chayev, perhaps in Tfila, so then maybe there wouldn't be any Tashlum either. Like we find by different discussions by, let's say, an Onain by Habdallah, or someone is in Chayev in Havdalah Saturday night. In terms of being, we assume the other Chayev is until Tuesday, to the Tashlum and our Chayev. So either way, there are many different examples, but let's stick to Pesach Sheni. So Rebbe says, Moa b'fnei atzmo, it's an independent holiday, assuming you didn't bring on Pesach Rishon, and Rav Nassan, it's just a makeup. My nafka mina, so this is the practical difference. If you hold it's an independent regel b'fnei atzmo, the one who hasn't brought Pesach Rishon, so what, you are katan at the time of Pesach Rishon. So what, you are a ger, you are a Gentile at Pesach Rishon. But right now comes Yudalit Iyar, Yechayev. It's a regel b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you'd have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And Rav Nassan says, no, it's Tashlumin. Only those who are Chayev in Pesach Rishon, and they couldn't bring for some reason, so then, like a Tamei Derech Rechoka, but a Katan Shehigdio or a Gersh and Iskaya, people were exempt, there's no din of Tashlumin. The only din of Tashlumin, you have to make up something if you were Chayev in it. If you weren't Chayev in it, there's no makeup. That's the Gemara. And the Tziv, in quoting from the Shiltas, he has another Gersa within Rav Nassan. According to Rebbe, there's nothing to talk about. You're a Rego b'fnei atzmo, so both a Katan has to bring and a Ger has to bring. However, according to Rav Nassan, there's a further Chiluk. Some want to make it, he brings a Ger, so that some would say a Katan, someone who becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, according to Rav Nassan, then would have to bring. But a Ger wouldn't be. Why? So our Gemara didn't make any distinction. They're both pater, and therefore there's no tashrum. And the Nitziv's Gear says, no, there's a difference. A katan, at least he was shayach to the mitzvah. In fact, that's the way we paskin. If he actually was included in the Pesach Rishon, he's exempt. So katan's within the framework. He's chayav atzchinach, drabbanan, but at least he's, so to speak, shayach to the mitzvah. But a Gentile has nothing to do with Karban Pesach. So therefore, some want to make a distinction. When it comes to katan, so then you could discuss tashlumin, so then you'd have to bring. But a gersh and iskaya, you would not have to bring. So we think to passing like Rebbe, it's a regal b'fnei atzmo, so they're both b'chayev. What about someone who's an anus? The Torah talks about tamei derech rechoka. What about someone who wasn't a tamei, but he just was out of his control, he couldn't make it there? So Rav Chana Wasserman writes, he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara Pesachim, that everyone agrees, if you're an anus, yichai. That's why there's an amachokas achronim, in terms of the Taz and others, on whether if you own it on tefillas, there's tashwumin. So Rav Chana writes, it's a mistake, there's something to talk about. It's a queer Gemara, that even if you're anus, there's a din of tashwumin. And therefore, according to, we have Rebbe and Rav Nassin argue about a katan shehigdio and a ger sheniskayer, and the Tziv makes a chiluk between katan shehigdio and ger sheniskayer, whether the chayev to bring a Pesach sheni. And Anas, Rav Chanan says, even Rav Nassin, who says it's tashlumin, even he agrees that an Anas is chayev and Pesach sheni. And that's how all the Chassidish Svarim talk about Pesach Sheni, Derech Makshava, that it's a chance for the second opportunities. Not necessarily tshuva, because you didn't do anything wrong the first time. You were, was it honest? It could have been out of your control. It could have been, it could not have been. But Pesach Sheni, it's a chance of second opportunities for people who want it. What would have happened? They said you didn't have to keep Pesach Sheni. What happened if they didn't come and they didn't ask? Maybe there wouldn't be a concept of Pesach Sheni. So the concept, whether it's Pesach Sheni or not, that the different opportunities only come to those who want it, those who actually feel like, oh, wow, I'm lucky, I'm exempt, I don't have to do it, so there's not going to be a second opportunity. But those who really feel they missed an opportunity to do a mitzvah and they want another chance, so that's the concept of Pesach Sheni, that we should all strive to be a Pesach Sheni Yidin.